وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي الكريم، بارك الله فيك. يا أخي الكريم حفظك الله تعالى، يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالنيات، وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. All actions and deeds depends on its attention, and the person should achieve things according to his attention. So حفظك الله ورعاك. Also يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ومن يقرأ القرآن ويتتعتع فيه وهو عليه شاق فله أجران، يعني أجر التعتعات وأجر القراءة. Whoever recites the Quran, struggling to recite the Quran, trying his best to pronounce it correctly, the Prophet ﷺ said, those people, they will achieve two rewards. The first one is the first reward because of the hardship that they face during the recitation. The second one is because of the recitation itself. So, يا أخي الكريم حفظك الله تعالى, you shouldn't worry about your wrong start or your wrong ending while you are reciting the Quran, even though the result of it is a wrong meaning or deliberate not with the same way that how Allah Azza wa Jal want us to understand it, because you don't mean it, it's not in your attention. That's why Imam Jazari رحمه الله تعالى in his Jazariyah he said: وليس في القرآن من وقف يجب ولا حرام غير ما له سبب. We cannot say for any kind of starting or ending as a haram, unless if there is a wrong attention behind it. So sometimes maybe you could start or end in a wrong position while you are reciting the Quran because you don't understand the meaning, or because you wasn't focusing in the recitation, even though your attention is good. So in this situation we cannot charge you, and we cannot say that you did a mistake. We cannot even say you did a sin or you did something that is forbidden, because you didn't mean it and it's not in your hand and it's out of your ability. وَلَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah will never charge us for something that is not in our ability. So my dear brother, don't worry, just recite the Quran how much you could, and while you are reciting, try your best also to learn the correct rules and method of reciting the Quran according to your ability. And don't give the shaitan opportunity to disturb you and to give you to whisper in your mind to stop reciting just because of this kind of issue, because you will never be charged, my dear brother, don't worry. But at the same time, try your best to learn the correct starting, the correct ending, the rules in general of reciting the Quran. You should according to your ability, but never stop reciting just because you are worried that you're going to stop in the wrong position or you're going to start in the wrong position. It's not in your ability. حفظك الله تعالى. And Allah will never charge you for things that is outside your hands. May Allah make things easy for you, my dear brother. حفظك الله.